Israeli officials reacted positively to President Bush's Middle East speech that urged Palestinians to choose new leadership, but Palestinians were cool to it, despite the U.S. president's support for the eventual creation of a Palestinian state. Early today, Israeli tanks and troops rolled into the West Bank town of Hebron. Palestinian officials said four Palestinian policemen were killed in gun battles with Israeli troops. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Israeli officials trumpeted what they see as a banner victory for Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Sharon's spokesman, Ranan Gissin.
This is a speech, a post-9/11 speech, in which it is very clear what comes first. It is not the so-called cessation of occupation, as the Palestinians have been harping time and again, that comes first. First, there has to be a cessation of terror or violence, of incitement, or at least a major effort on the part of the Palestinians to do so, which they failed to do in the past 20 months.
Israeli officials pointed out there was no criticism of Israel's current reoccupation of large areas of the West Bank following two suicide bombings that killed 26 Israelis last week. But what most pleased them was the president's call on Palestinians to pick new leaders not compromised by terror to attain a state alongside Israel. The president's speech did not even mention Yasser Arafat by name. Commentator David Landau, writing in the influential Haaretz Daily, put it succinctly. Yasser Arafat, the seemingly immortal leader of the Palestinian National Movement, was politically assassinated Monday by President George Bush, he wrote. A statement issued by the Palestinian news agency said the Palestinian Authority welcomes the president's ideas as a serious contribution to pushing the peace process forward. But Palestinian Cabinet Minister Saab Erekat says they reject the president's call for a new leadership.
President Arafat is elected president of the Palestinian people. He was elected freely, directly by the Palestinian people, and the democratic choice of Palestinians must be respected.
At the same time, Erekat said Palestinians welcome the president's call on Israel to freeze expansion of Jewish settlements in the West Bank and for a Palestinian state based on United Nations Resolutions 242 and 338. Yet Erekat says they had hoped for a timetable.
There are elements in the speech that needs a lot of work. We need to know as to when we will resume the political negotiations, when we will resume security cooperation, when the settlement activities will stop, when this will happen. And that requires hard work.
Privately, Palestinian officials say they were disappointed with President Bush's stress on replacing Arafat. They say the Bush administration has adopted Ariel Sharon's position concerning the Palestinian leader. The officials say the focus on a new Palestinian leadership, combined with the lack of any timetable for a return to negotiations, means the speech is unlikely to have a serious effect. That's a view shared by Israeli political scientist Yaron Ezrahi.
It's a nice, well-balanced enunciation of a vision, but the practicalities of how we are about to go and move from the day of the speech to the next morning and what should be done on the ground to create the kind of processes which can emancipate these two nations which are at each other's throat from that bloodletting condition. This was not achieved by this speech.
Meanwhile, the Israeli actions on the ground continue. Israeli forces today took over the West Bank city of Hebron, the only West Bank city divided between Israelis and Palestinians. Palestinian officials said four Palestinian policemen were killed in the fighting. An Israeli army statement said a large number of Palestinians suspected of involvement in attacks against Israel were arrested. Palestinian officials put the number at more than 150. Hebron is the seventh Palestinian city to be reoccupied by Israeli troops, and more than 750,000 Palestinians are under complete Israeli curfew. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.